I want to spotlight what we heard from Coinbase yesterday to kick us off in today's Crypto Corner. After that company officially laid out a policy framework for pushes that they hope to see come through, including a full-time dedicated regulator just for digital assets. It's an interesting thing to call for, of course, in the wake of their battle with the SEC when they got shut down in terms of offering customers that lending platform. They would have been able to earn interest on their crypto assets, but wasn't a thing to happen at Coinbase. And for more on what the company is calling for, I want to bring on Yahoo Finance's David Hollerith here, who's been tracking that for us. And David, I mean, you know, it was very public, the battle between CEO Brian Armstrong and Gary Gensler and the SEC. So what are they pushing for now?
Right, yeah. So, Zach, as you said, they're pushing for a single regulator to cover the crypto sector, as well as a private sector equivalent that would sort of help and make rules alongside them to govern the asset class and the sector. And then in addition to that, they want a completely different framework. When you dig deeper into their proposal, you get, you know, a lot of what you've already heard about, voices from the cryptocurrency community saying. So we're looking at sort of like a place where Coinbase has come and they've taken a lot of other proposals, sort of put them together and used it as sort of like a broader framework for principles. But more interestingly, I think this means that the industry, its largest U.S.-based exchange, is now sort of going on the offense in Washington.
Yeah, I guess for me, too, the other interesting piece of all this is, you know, there's a lot of things down the line, right? We're talking about a Bitcoin ETF potentially getting cleared next week. Bitcoin, of course, established not as a security. But then you got everything else that the SEC is kind of dealing with or not dealing with, as some people have critiqued in labeling whether these things are securities or not. NFTs might fall under that category, depending on how you want to look at it. But Coinbase also moving into that direction. I don't know about you. I was surprised to see 1.5 million people on their waiting list. That would be about four times the people who are currently operating on OpenSea, that NFT platform. Seems like a big opportunity for Coinbase.
Yeah, it is interesting. I would think that the NFT platform is primarily what's moving the stock price, although the regulation sign might be good, too. But it's, you know, compared to Robinhood, I think Coinbase is sort of they're sort of trying to find a different model, if you will. And I've spoken with analysts who have sort of said that they're going to look more into infrastructure. And I'm not really sure what infrastructure always means in the crypto sector. But, you know, Robinhood's they're trying to be sort of the Amazon of all assets. So if Coinbase is leaning that direction too by launching this NFT platform, it is going to be interesting to see what they do if they're trying to, you know, continue to sort of offer exchanges or crypto assets through the exchange service and get most of their fees through that, or if they're, you know, thinking about doing other things that are more working with businesses specifically as opposed to, you know, investors.
Yeah, and I mean, we'll continue to track what happens there. Kind of surprising to see Coinbase still down too relative to some of the other names in the crypto space over the last few months, given the rally that we've seen in Bitcoin. But David Hollerith bringing us the latest there on the crypto front. Appreciate that.